Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
This is Kay Olson. Hi, Kay. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Thank you.
You're the Grundy County Clerk. You know, I'm a Manuka guy, so I got family.
You are.
And Manuka and Morris. That's lovely country you got out there.
Sure. We were football rivals when I grew up.
Yes, we will. Let's see. When I grew up, if you're talking about Manuka and Morris, Morris whooped Manuka. But now Manuka's a perennial state power. Morris isn't bad
either.
They
are.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, they are.
I don't want to go on about that, but I was the kicker on the Manuka Community High School football team.
Okay. Well, I did not know that.
And once I made a field goal, but we don't have to talk about that. So here's my specific question. Then maybe, let's start with John just a moment ago. Do you have anything to allay his concerns about how long it will take for his ballot to... He's not in Grundy County, but I think there's some similarities
correct.
Here. What do you say to people
sure.
like that?
You know, all I'm telling our voters that, you know, I have spoken directly to our local postal office many times throughout since summer, and they've guaranteed they do not feel there's going to be an issue. Of course, you know, we're smaller than Lake County, but I do know they actually came and picked up all of our ballots on the 24th, which was the first day that we could mail them out. And I know from Morris, ours were going to Bedford Park. Which, you know, it's just the way that they route the mail. But I was very happy because I know we had voters calling the next day that some had already received their ballot the day after.
I got
that. Of course,
I'm not too worried about where it goes. You know, all FedEx packages go to Atlanta, right? And that seems to work. So
right.
I understand the
right.
routing of these things. But you're the county clerk. Are you confident that in Grundy County, mailed ballots will get there in time?
I am. We are encouraging voters, though, to be more proactive this year. If you think you want to vote by mail, get your request in. Let us get that ballot out to you and get it filled out as soon as possible, and then just mail it in. Don't wait on it. The last day we can mail a ballot is the Thursday prior to the election. We are encouraging people to try to get their request in by the 22nd, if possible. I mean, obviously, if someone asks that Thursday, we will definitely put it in the mail.
Yeah.
But we do, again, you know, anybody in Illinois can hand deliver that ballot to their clerk's office. They could utilize a drop box if that county has drop boxes available. So there are other options, which is a good thing.
Well, Kay, I want to say this. If you're thinking about voting by mail, what are you doing? Get your ballot. Don't wait until the Thursday
right.
before the election. Are you kidding me? Let's not
right.
stress the system any more than it is. Ask
and that,
now,
I think, is important.
Yeah.
Right.
When do the mailed-in ballots get counted?
Well, that's kind of a two-part question. So we began our first set of ballot processing judges were in yesterday, and we did our first round with them. And we will have another – I'm sorry, I misspoke. They were in Tuesday. We have another group coming in today. So they will work in batches, and those judges work together. They are making sure that everything that is required is there, that the envelopes are sealed, that the ballot certification envelope is signed. Then they're verifying the signatures on that certification envelope to the application that the voter sent to us requesting the ballot, then to the signature that we have on file with their voter registration. So once they work through that whole process and they work through that batch of ballots, our ballots are then, those judges feed them into an optical scan unit. And we're much smaller, so we have three county board districts, and that's how we break it down here. And they will feed those ballots into that optical scan unit, and that's as far as it goes. Those are all in our locked election room, secured. And then election night, after all of our precincts have reported in, we will then push up the results from those three optical scan machines, and those are added to our election night results.
So the machine knows as it goes.
Yes.
But you haven't said, tell me what you know.
Right. We're processing. We're not tabulating. So we are just...
And if I may,
Sure.
Are there three judges that go through that process you described?
There's three election judges.
So this
Republican and Democrats work together.
Right. And so, you know, the verification of the signature and then the opening up and then the matching of it with the signature that's on file, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, that strikes me as very labor intensive. And three people are overseeing this. But literally, that's what's happening. And it has begun in Grundy County and other counties. And now you've fed that first batch, that is the ballots that you've received so far. You have fed those into that machine. Do they look to see just kind of anecdotally, wow, another one for Trump or wow, another one for Biden?
No, well, no. You know, they are working with so many. I think our first set processed around 500 on Tuesday. So they are literally just making sure the envelopes are sealed, you know, and then verifying the signatures.
Right.
Making sure that all of that is there and accounted for. They literally take that ballot then out of the certification envelope, flip it upside down,
yep.
Go to the next mail ballot, open it up. You know, that's they're just working in a system.
And they feed it into the machine the same way I would if I voted in person, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's the same optical scan units we have out on our at our polling places
and
on election day.
What about this? Kay Olson's on a phone line. Isn't she delightful? The Grundy County clerk. It says here on my envelope, I have lived there for blank years and blank months. I am legally entitled to vote in this election, et cetera. And I'm thinking, I'm pretty sure I know. But was it 4 months and 3 years or 3 years and two? You know, how critical is that? Why are they asking that?
Yeah, it's kind of one of those weirdly worded questions that we get on some of our lovely state forms. That certification envelope is just a suggested form from the state. So it's the same, sounds like it's the same verbiage we have on our certification envelopes. We autofill ours when we are getting the ballot ready to mail. We print on our certification envelopes everything that the voter needs to have on there. The only thing they need to do is date and sign that.
Okay, I know you talked to my producer about this off the air. I'm out of time, but you're telling me that if I get those numbers wrong, that's okay.
It's okay. You could write a general, you know, years down, and you could leave it blank. It would not be rejected for that purpose.
All right, Kay. Good luck to everybody in Grundy County, and let's you and I visit again before the election, okay?
Okay. Thanks so much for having me on.
Kay Olson, you too, is the Grundy County clerk.